You're dealing with toxic faith when a pastor announces to his congregation ahead of time that he's divorcing his wife of 30 years and marrying a new, improved version. He tells the congregation to accept it and embrace this new, improved version as if she's a newer model refrigerator. And if you think that's crazy, many in the congregation would stay and keep following him. It may be time for some of us to write our pastors a Dear John letter. When you're dating and you find that the relationship is really not going anywhere, that's when you sit down and you write your honey a Dear John letter. Now, for some of us, just writing the letter may be therapy enough. Maybe you won't even give out the letter, but at least you've gotten it off your chest and you won't be harboring those ill feelings towards your pastors and leaders. Your Dear John letter might go like this. Dear Pastor, if your marriage to your wife and kids isn't in order, please, no disrespect, Pastor, but keep your hands off of me. I want a good, healthy, thriving family where my husband loves me as Christ loves the church and gave himself for it. If you just left your wife for something other than adultery or immorality and you haven't repented before God and the church, please don't lay hands on me. Pastor, I know we're not perfect. God knows I've made tremendous mistakes in my own marriage. But when I realize my mistakes, I seek repentance from those I hurt, and I seek to make things right with the ones I hurt. It took me a while, but thank God I'm delivered today, and I want to be a faithful wife. Or, in your husband's case, a faithful husband. If your church has been in existence for any reasonable length of time and it's not growing in quality, then maybe, just maybe, there might be something more God has for you. It could be any number of disorders in the character, relationships, vision, or skill of the leaders or the congregation itself, including you. That would be equivalent to having a blocked artery in the body. Everybody knows what happens when there is a blocked artery in one's body. Usually, the cure is removal of the blockage. That's why the first order of business in curing our toxic faith is for the church to brace itself because it's time for a checkup. Thank you for joining me in this video. I'm Merle Ray, the Brilliance Coach. As a professional business strategist and consultant for over 20 years in corporate America, and as an author, publisher, speaker, and licensed minister for many years in faith-based circles, I get to work with wonderful people just like you who are wanting to keep growing and triumphing in your personal, business, and faith lives. Give yourself an hour with God, walking through His transformational journey for your life each day. Let me be your supportive co-partner as you take note of what God is saying and doing and what He's placed on your heart each day. Post on my private forum or send me an email to let me and my team of prayer warriors know how you're doing. We want to be a blessing to you as you continue to walk out your transformational journey, whether it's at home, work, church, or throughout life. And while you're here, act now to continue the journey working with me. I'll provide supportive feedback, suggestions, ideas, and techniques based on what it is you want to explore while working together. Get ahead now, enjoy this video, and when you're done, make a decision to work with me to improve or expand your business, ministry, online platform, book writing, coaching, or transformational program, as well as your faith walk. Click on one of the buttons on this page.